and thank you all for joining us today. Our speakers represent a coalition of environmental advocates and the California Attorney General, who filed separate petitions today with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, asking the agency to set pollution rules for large ocean-going marine vessels. These vessels include cargo and cruise ships. Earth Justice, the leading U.S. public interest environmental law firm, filed this first-ever petition on behalf of Oceana, Friends of the Earth, and the Center for Biological Diversity. California Attorney General Edmund Brown, Jr. also filed a petition to the U.S. EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson on behalf of the state of California today with a similar request. Our speakers today will be Michael Hirschfield, Senior Vice President for North America and Chief Scientist for Oceana, who will discuss the problems and what's at stake with an emphasis on oceans. He will be followed by Danielle Fougere, West Coast Regional Director for Friends of the Earth, who will discuss potential solutions for the shipping industry in reducing their emissions. Danielle will be followed by Tim Ballow, attorney for Earth Justice, who will describe the environmental advocate's petition. And Tim will be followed by the Honorable Edmund Brown, Jr., Attorney General for the State of California. He will describe his petition to the EPA on behalf of the residents of the state of California. Each speaker will speak for no more than 5 minutes and will follow with questions and answers. And I ask that each questioner identify themselves by name and news organization before asking your question. Mike Hirschfield.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you all for being here today. The debate is over. The science is in. Global warming is real, the climate is changing, and we are causing it. Climate change is already making it difficult for species that depend on the oceans to survive, and the situation will get much worse unless we take action now. That's why Oceana cares about climate change, and that's why we're filing a petition to regulate emissions from the global shipping industry with our partners today. From the Arctic to the tropics, from the Mediterranean to the Antarctic, the oceans are suffering from climate change. The Arctic is ground zero. Arctic is melting, even faster than predicted. Polar bears are drowning. Walrus, seal, and seabird populations are all plummeting. Native peoples who depend on the ocean to live are scared. But it's not just the Arctic. Ocean ecosystems are under stress all over the world. Coral reefs are bleaching and dying from the heat. Whales can't find their food. Endangered sea turtles are losing their nesting beaches to rising sea levels. Penguin populations are declining. Coastal wetlands are vanishing. Fishermen are wondering where their fish have gone. Climate change is happening now in our oceans. In fact, one of our partners on this petition, the Center for Biological Diversity, has already asked the United States government to list a number of marine species as endangered from climate change, including corals, penguins, and polar bears. Of course, it's more than our oceans. Humans are directly at risk as well. Fires, storms, and floods, heat stroke, heart disease, and epidemics, all are projected to increase because of climate change. To address this global threat, all sources of global warming pollution need to be addressed. One major source, the shipping industry, has been largely ignored in the debate. Because of the enormous size of the global shipping fleet and its all but complete lack of pollution controls, marine vessels contribute significantly to climate change. In fact, only 6 countries release more carbon dioxide than the global fleet. These ships release between 600 and 900 million metric tons of carbon dioxide each year, an amount roughly equivalent to emissions from all the cars driven in the entire United States. And the volume of these emissions is projected to double from 2002 levels by 2020 and triple by 2030. Beyond carbon dioxide, ships also release massive quantities of other potent greenhouse gases, including nitrogen oxides and black carbon, also known as soot. Black carbon is particularly problematic for places like the Arctic, since it absorbs heat and accelerates the melting of snow and ice. Shipping pollution has been given a free pass so far, and it's time for the United States to show it can be a leader and to do something about it. Fortunately, solutions are available that can be put in place today. Our next speaker will discuss them. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Next, we'll have Danielle Fougere, West Coast Regional Director for Friends of the Earth. Danielle?
Thank you. As you've just heard, greenhouse gas emissions from ships are increasing at an alarming rate and will have a serious impact if measures to reduce those emissions are not taken quickly. The good news is that the best solutions are straightforward, cost-effective, and available today, and Friends of the Earth has been working to put them in place in California. Solutions include vessel speed reductions, switching to less polluting fuels, and improving ship operation and design. First, slowing down the fleet. A reduction in vessel speed is the single most effective measure to reduce greenhouse gas pollution. In fact, a 10% reduction in speed will result in more than a 20% decrease in greenhouse gas pollution. This is because a vessel's fuel consumption is exponentially related to vessel speed. As an example, a doubling of vessel speed requires 8 times more fuel. Speed reductions have been proven to work. For more than 5 years, ships have been required to slow down when coming into the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. This slowdown has achieved significant emissions reductions with no disruption to port operations. The state of California is now considering a requirement that ships approaching the entire California coastline slow down, and a national standard would ensure that all U.S. coast and communities benefit. Switching fuels. Ocean-going ships burn the dirtiest fuel on the market, which is called residual or bunker fuel, literally the bottom of the barrel of the oil refining process. Bunker fuel is so thick and contaminated that it has to be heated up in order to be burned. This fuel is thousands of times more polluting than the diesel fuel used by trucks, buses, and cars. In fact, one ship can produce as much smog-producing pollution coming into harbor as 350,000 cars. A switch from bunker fuel to marine diesel oil would result in drastic reductions in emissions in a variety of pollutants, including nitrous oxide, which is a powerful greenhouse gas pollutant, particulate matter, of which black carbon, another greenhouse gas, is a component, and CO2 emissions. Cleaning up fuels has also been proven successful. In California, ships have been switching to cleaner fuels in their backup engines since the first of the year, and the world's biggest shipping line, Maersk, is using the better fuels now in its main engines, too. Finally, operational changes in ship design. One important operational change the vessels can undertake when in port is turning off a ship's engines completely and plugging into shoreside power. Plugging in can slash greenhouse gas emissions in half. Weather routing and improved efficiencies in logistics can reduce the need for ships to wait in line to discharge or pick up cargo at a port. Ship design and power plant and machinery efficiencies can also reduce greenhouse gas emissions by as much as 30%. These include improved hull design that makes a ship sail more easily through the water, propellers designed for maximum efficiency, and engine optimization. And finally, new technologies are also currently being tested. For instance, sail or kite-assisted propulsion that can provide zero-emission wind power are now being tested. Use of solar panels to generate onboard electricity, and the use of fuel cells as auxiliary and even main power. These are just some of the options that are available today to EPA in terms of helping to reduce greenhouse gas pollution from vessels. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danielle. And our next speaker will be Tim Ballow, attorney for Earth Justice, who worked very hard on the Enviro Advocates petition. Tim.
Thank you, Diane. Today, we are asking the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to begin regulating global warming pollution in earnest. Today, Earth Justice, representing Oceana, Friends of the Earth, and the Center for Biological Diversity, has submitted the first citizen petition asking the EPA to regulate global warming pollution from ships. Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court found that the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has the authority under the existing Clean Air Act to regulate emissions of greenhouse gases. This decision was a major step forward in the development of U.S. climate policy and cleared the way for the petition being filed today. Our petition asks EPA to use that same Clean Air Act authority to limit the emission of pollutants from ships that contribute to global warming. The Act contains a broadly worded provision allowing EPA to regulate any air pollutants from ships if EPA determines that those pollutants may endanger public health or welfare. What this petition does is ask EPA to determine that emissions from ships are contributing to global warming, which we already know is going to endanger public health and welfare. Once EPA makes that determination that ships are contributing to global warming, the agency has very broad discretion in determining the best way to limit ships' emissions. The Clean Air Act does not confine EPA to reducing pollution from ships solely through the use of end-of-pipe pollution control technologies. So the petition suggests several possible measures that EPA could implement to reduce emissions. For example, restrictions on vessel speed and the use of cleaner fuels. Our petition also seeks regulations that are sufficiently broad in scope to have a significant impact on the global emissions from shipping. The petition asks EPA to regulate the emissions from all new ships and to apply its regulations to existing ships as their engines are rebuilt. This is the approach that EPA has proposed to take with respect to other pollutants emitted by ships, and we ask EPA to extend that approach to global warming-related pollutants. Further, the petition asks EPA to apply its regulations to all U.S. shipping vessels and to all foreign ships operating in U.S. waters. EPA's regulation to foreign vessels within U.S. waters is consistent with both the Clean Air Act and international law. In sum, the petition presents EPA with an opportunity to make sure that an industry whose contribution to global warming is rapidly growing is doing everything it can to bring that emissions growth under control. Our petition requests a response from EPA within 6 months. If EPA hasn't given us an answer by then, we may be forced to take the agency to court to compel a response. But of course, we hope it doesn't come to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Our next speaker will be the Honorable Edmund Brown, Jr., Attorney General of the State of California. General?
Thank you. We're filing on behalf of the state of California, and we're seeking a control of carbon dioxide. We want the EPA to make specific findings about the generation of greenhouse gases on the part of international shipping. In California, we're particularly affected by global warming and by the extent of our coast. In addition, because of the enactment of the California Global Warming Solutions Act last year and signed by Governor Schwarzenegger, the state is committed to substantially reducing greenhouse gases to the level of 1990. In order to really achieve a 1990 level by 2020, we have to make sure the ships coming into California also are compliant. And to achieve that goal, we're asking the EPA to take action under the laws of California. International law does guarantee a right of innocent passage for all ocean-going vessels, but this right doesn't include the right to pollute the air or water near our coastal cities here in California. If the United States is to do its part in reducing the threat of global climate disruption, then the Environmental Protection Agency must limit the global warming emissions from ships that enter the ports of the United States. The key issue here is to get the United States taking the action that it can. We have the greatest amount of greenhouse gas emissions, and therefore I believe we have the responsibility to take the most forceful and creative action. Certainly international action is also required, but there is a harmony between state, federal, and international laws. And today we're focusing on the capacity of our national law, the Clean Air Act, to affect change in terms of shipping and the greenhouse gases that are generated. This is an extremely important initiative. I believe it's going to wake up the Congress. It's going to contribute internationally to achieving greenhouse gas reductions. And I don't think that the EPA, although maybe reluctant initially, will persist in stonewalling efforts to get it to exercise its full authority. So I'm very happy to be here representing California, a state that has really taken the lead here, and rightfully so, given the fact that global warming is already affecting the Sierra snowpack, a major source of our fresh water. That kind of acceleration of melting of snow will have impact on our levees, on agriculture. We already see devastating forest fires throughout the Southern California. All of that will be exacerbated in addition to rising sea levels. So we have an interest, we have the capacity, and I can assure you that California will continue this effort just as long as it takes to get solid and effective action by the Environmental Protection Agency.